Hello, everybody. This is Fahad.
Hey Fahad, this is Samad.
Hello, Samad. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Okay, so actually, I think it's going to be just the both of us and Nabil, because Mikhail apologized and In'am did not confirm his attendance.
Okay, I just actually asked the operator to dial out to In'am. Nabil's already online.
Pardon the interruption. We're now joined by In'am Ula.
Okay. Hi, Inam.
Yeah, hi. Hi, sir.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Good, good, good.
Okay, fine.
So I think everybody's here.
Yeah, I think it's just the four of us for this call. Mikhail won't be able to join us, and Iftikhar did not confirm.
Okay. So I guess we should get started.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so last time what we were basically looking at is variants, and basically we had initiated our discussion on what could be variants and what could not be, and we had discussed that what we will do in the first pass, we'll probably do a couple of passes on this or more, and in the first pass what we'll do is we'll try to list all the potential confusables.
Mm-hmm.
And make a longer list, and then try to trim the list to what we think is the minimal, or not the minimal set, but the relevant and the right set. And that may actually be the initial list we start from. So what we did was we divided up, we started with the list which In'am had circulated. And we said each one of us should do a little bit of homework on some of the categories and see if we've been able to, you know, if this is a reasonable list or we can add more to this. So each one of us had to do some part of some more analysis. I emailed everybody on what we wanted to do. So starting from the top, I just wanted to ask first that Nabil, In'am, were you able to take a look at the data and get some review done? Were you able to do that? Or if not, I guess we can skip to, some of us who were able to get to it. So I guess starting from rows 3 to 9, it was you, Nabil. Were
yes,
you able to do any homework?
Yes, Sarmat. So
okay.
Just looking in the table, so the code points.
Okay.
I can see that for the row 3, which is
okay.
F.
Okay.
Jeff, we can add the 06B0.
06B0. Okay, that's a GAF though. That's not a CAF. But you still want to add that?
It depends on the pronunciation. So.
Okay.
First I was thinking about this letter, how is pronounced in Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find it in Arabic books, but just recently,
no,
reading
yeah.
a book on an Iraqi novel, and I found that
mm-hmm.
this letter is used in Arabic.
Okay. So,
so
this is basically a calf with an extra slash on it, right?
Exactly. So this is new for me
yeah.
in Arabic script. So writing
okay,
in Arabic
okay.
language, I mean.
Okay, yeah, but this is a very normal, so this is used as a different letter, not this one, but 06, if you look at 06AF.
Yes, I added this one also.
Okay.
I added two scripts, which are 06B0 and 06AF.
Okay.
But I don't think it's pronounced like calf. So 06B0.
No, it's right.
It's a gap.
So this is
gap.
This is normally the English letter G.
Uh huh.
Not
are
like
you referring to 06AF?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's the letter G versus the letter K. So I guess the difference, the phonetic difference is that calf is a voiceless velar stop, and this is the voiced velar stop.
Okay.
So it's a difference between K and a G, K and a G.
Exactly. So are you...
But,
for example, are we considering this a separate letter, the GAF? The GAF, is it a separate script in our case?
So in Urdu, for example, it's a totally different character from GAF.
Okay, okay.
And that would probably be the case in some of the other languages. I'm not sure about, is this also in Persian? Let me quickly check.
Do we have some Iranian with us?
Yes, in the group, but I can check online very quickly as well.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Sorry. Do we have this letter in Pashto, Inam? Do you know?
Which letter? 06AF?
Yeah, GAF. Okay,
no,
yeah,
this,
it says in
this
Pashto.
Form is not used.
This form is not used?
In Pakistani Pashto, 06AB is used. Mostly,
okay.
But
okay.
And also in this is also used in Afghani Pashto as well, but in some websites like BBC Urdu, BBCPashto.com, 06B0 is also used.
Okay, and this is used in Farsi, in Persian as well. I just saw that,
But not with hook. I mean,
No. I'm talking about 06A0.
06AF.
Yeah, the Urdu GAF. That's also used in Persian.
The same is used in Persian, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
I think
so
in some local Arabic languages, like Iraqi, for example, this is a GAF too. So they pronounce it like GAF, like in Urdu.
Right.
Which is new for me is that this letter is written in Arabic. So because this is a novel, an Arabic novel, a new one. It was written in 2013, so last year.
Okay.
And so this is new, and they use this letter in the book. So it's an Iraqi writer. So it's official. So it's like in added in the Fusha.
Okay. All right, so I've listed these in my list as well, added this in my list as well. Let's keep on going. So back to you, Nabil. Yeah. Let's keep on move. Let's move on. Yes, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Now. Yes.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay, so yeah, I'm actually just updating my list. I've added this in. Could you now let's move on?
Okay. Okay. For the fourth row, I have added the 06FF.
Okay, so 06FF, I'm sorry, I sent a revised list. 06FF is not in the repertoire anymore. It was not included in our shortlist.
So what does it mean? It doesn't. It's not included in the repertoire. We don't need to.
Yes, we don't need to. Yes, it's out of our scope. We don't need to worry about their variants.
Okay.
So anything with a cross on it, we don't need to. We are not going to analyze it for the current LGR.
Okay. So now the fifth row.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about the 06 CD.
Okay, let me see. 06 C and D. Okay. So we add that.
So 06 CD.
Yep.
Yes.
06 CD or ED? CD. Yeah, oh, yeah, sorry.
Yes, CD.
It is already dual, I think.
Okay. So 06 CD.
Right, so I've added that. Anything else in this row?
Yes, 06 CD and 06 CE. CE.
06 CE.
Yeah.
Just the next one.
Yeah, with Hamza above?
That's not a Hamza above. It's a small V, right?
It's sort of. So I don't think it will be confusable for the reader. So because it's not a Hamza. So.
So do you think it is confusable?
I don't think so.
So then, should we include it in the list or not?
Yeah. It could be written as it's another yeah. It's a style.
No, but what the question is it confusable for a reader?
It's not confusable.
So when we are at this time, what we are doing is we're writing, listing the confusable. So we're saying the variants are those which are confusable with each other. So if it is confusable, then we list it. If it is not confusable, then we should not list it.
So how can you pronounce this letter, for example?
No. So we are looking at the visual form, not the
visual form. Okay. Okay.
Visually, do you think it would be confusable for readers?
So if it's confusable, it means that it's a variant?
Yes, if it is only if it is confusable, we will consider it for a variant.
Yes, it's confusable. It means that we can distinguish this letter with the ya, which is 06D C and 06D DD.
Right, that's what I think. Is it
06D? Sorry, 06C.
CC and CD. Yeah.
CD. Yeah.
Right. So again, the question is, I'm sorry, I don't understand what you just said.
They are all variants.
Okay, you think you cannot distinguish between 06CE and 06CC.
Exactly. And also 06CD.
But 06CE has this extra mark on it.
Even if it could be for an Arabic reader, it doesn't makes sense. So there is no difference between this one and the other one. So it doesn't add something different. It's not different from the first script from the first letter.
Right. So actually, we need to I think define or look at this in a little more. Perhaps we need to have a little more discussion around this. Question is not how perhaps a person speaking a particular language will interpret. There are many characters here. I guess I'm trying to find the right word, right way of saying it. There are many characters here which are going to be outside of any particular language. So if you're talking about Arabic language, there are going to be many letters here which are not used in Arabic. Similarly, you know, I speak Urdu, and there are many letters here which are not relevant as far as Urdu is concerned. But I think what we are looking at is not from a language perspective, but from a script competency perspective. Even though obviously people who are going to be reading them are going to be reading them from a language perspective.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Would somebody who's reading, who is from, for example, just Arabic language background, find it visually confusing or visually different from the other year, I guess? That's the question. So, for example, this year you were talking about it's not in Urdu either. We don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it visually, for example, distinct from 06CC, which is the Ya, which is in Urdu. So I do not find this same as the Ye in Urdu, even though, one is there in Urdu and one is not, because of this extra symbol which is on top of the Ye. You know, that's, to me, a distinguishing mark. Versus if you look at 06CC and 06CD,
mm-hmm.
the small tail after the ye,
yeah.
It seems like that's like a stylistic variation. It's not something.
Exactly, yeah.
So do you think 06CE is also a stylistic variation of regular ye, or you?
Exactly. Yes, this is what I mean, yeah. It's also a stylistic variation because it will not confuse the reader, for me, from my perspective. Because we can find it in Quran, for example, I think. So this small symbol in some Quran,
mm-hmm.
version, it depends on the stylistic writing of the Quran version. We can find something like that, and it
okay.
will not confuse the letter, the reader.
It will confuse the reader, you were saying?
No, it will not confuse the reader for me.
If it does not, then it is not a variant.
No, it's a variant. It will not confuse the reader. It's not confusable. It's confusable. So it's a variant. Yes, I agree with you. Yeah.
You're saying it will confuse the reader, or it will not confuse the reader?
So for me, it's the same character.
Okay, so it will confuse the reader.
Okay, so if it's the same,
that will.
It's confusable. So, and if it's confusable, it means that it's a variant.
It's, yes.
Variant. Okay. So, for me, it's a variant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so, is there anything else in this list? Or should we go to the next row?
The next row.
Okay.
So for the row 6, I didn't find anything. but in row 7.
Okay, let's just quickly look at row 6 before we look at row 7. 067B, 067B, and 06D0, 06D0. Okay. Is that not perhaps confusable with the 06, you know, the year with two dots below? So 06, 4A?
064A. 06.
Mm-hmm.
4A. I don't know.
So one has horizontal dots and one has vertical dots.
Mm-hmm, yeah. But also it's not the same style. This is the 067B. Okay, the 067, the 064, 4B, 4A. This should be at the end of the words. But the other one, it could be in the middle or in the beginning.
Sure, but in the final shape they are confusing, right? They don't have to be the same in all the shapes. They are variants even if they are same even in one of the shapes.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Because it's a little bit strange for me, the vertical dots. So
So in, for example, in Urdu, in sometimes we rotate the dots. We can make horizontal dots vertical, and we still see it the same way. You know, so the tha, when you say Pakistan, sometimes some people write the dots vertically rather than horizontally, just so that they can squeeze in more stuff and conserve more space.
Okay.
So people can rotate dots just as stylistic variation sometimes.
Okay. It's not the case in Arabic because it doesn't exist, and I have never seen these vertical dots in any character.
Right.
So
that's a potential variant. Again, we can always come back and say that they're not.
Okay.
So then they become variants of the row above it, basically. If they're variant of one, they're variant of all, basically.
Okay. Can we move to the seventh row? Or?
Yeah, sure. Is there anything else in six? If nothing else, yes, sure. Let's move on to seven.
Okay, so let's move to the seven. So I have added the 06A2.
Okay, 06A7.
06A2.
I'm just looking at the original one. Which one have you added?
06A2.
A2. That has a dot below. This one has a dot above.
06A2. So this is for the fa. So,
right, but the 06A2 has dot below it, not above it.
Yes.
So... Do you still think people will find that confusing? Moving dots from above to below normally is not a confusing thing.
No,
right?
It's confusable. It's so it depends. So for example, in some Quranic versions or Quran versions, you can find the fa, which we write the fa with the dot below, and we write the qa with one dot above.
Right, but that's, so again, that's a very specific religious use. Is this normally how people would read it, or would people normally using a language will find this confusing?
For example, in Morocco, in many Arab states, where because you know there are two main versions of the how we write the Quran, even if it's the same Quran, but we have two main versions. We have the Warsh version and the Hafs.
Yeah.
So this is just a stylistic variation of how we write.
Okay.
And in this case, for example, we can find the qa just with one dot above, and the fa with one dot below. So no qa with two dots, for example. And in many books here in Morocco, we can find this.
Okay, and fa is never written with a dot above it. Not like the Arabic fa.
No, it's the Arabic. So we have both. So it depends on this stylistic version or in the edition of this book of the Quran. So
okay,
if we find the fa with dot below, we will pronounce it a fa.
Okay, so dot above and dot below are variations of each other for fa.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So I'm adding that into the list.
Mm-hmm.
A2, okay?
Now the eighth row.
Okay.
I have noted the 06A8, and I have maybe a comment about this one, 06A8. So this one could be this letter will not be pronounced as va.
That's fine. We are looking at the visual form.
Okay.
When you for example combine this with vau or alif, these two letters will have the same shape. So write,
yes.
If you write 06A4 with alif.
06A4, just
with alif. Yeah, write it with alif.
06.
Or vau or any letter.
Sorry, it's 06A4.
A4. You know, if you write it with alif, combine it with alif. And also now write 06A8 with, combine that with alif. Both of them have the same shape.
Yeah. But, yeah, I agree. If we combine them with alif, they will have the same shape. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they're variants. Because if any letter is same shape in any position, initial, medial, final, or isolated, they we call them variants.
Okay. So it's a variant in this case.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. So anything else in this list?
No. No.
Okay.
For the ninth, I didn't find something new.
Okay. Okay. All right, so that's great. Thank you. Let's
okay.
Keep moving on. Inam, do you have anything to for us?
Before going ahead, I think I should comment on the previous list undertaken
okay.
by Nabil, right?
Sure. Okay.
Especially, I would like to comment on the fifth row.
Okay.
I think that at present there are 7 word points as listed
yes.
as variants.
Yes.
Right, but Nabil pointed out that 06CE with a special mark on the above the year, it should also regard as variant.
Okay.
I think I think it is quite distinct from rest of the group members.
Okay.
But it should be a variant with 0626 with Hamza above.
06,
which is not listed in the list I have made.
Mm-hmm. 0628 26.
I mean that 06CE and 06226.
Mm-hmm.
These two years should be regarded as variants of each other.
Maybe. It depends
because
on
in small
size
font size,
of the
they more or less look same.
More or less, because it depends on the size of the Hamza. If it's a little bit great, we can distinguish. Did you get the meaning?
So,
okay, so I've noted that as well.
Mm-hmm.
As a possibility. Again, we're not finalizing these things, we're just listing the possibilities.
Exactly.
No, I mean that you listed them under row F or as part of row A?
I've added a new row and added 0626 and 06CE.
Yeah.
That's what you're suggesting, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
So, should we finalize these 7 years under row 5?
We're not finalizing anything. We are just, at this time, I think let's put all the options out there and then we'll come back and do this, do the finalization. So I would suggest that we just keep moving on. If you want to add anything to this list, please feel free to do this. But let's not take
okay.
stuff out right now. Just
okay.
so that we can, we can just have a more comprehensive analysis in front of us.
Okay. My second question is about row 7. As
mm-hmm.
Pointed out by Nabi 0682, is this special form with a dot below is included in repertoire?
Yes. Yes.
It seems like it is. Let me double check from the other list as well. So let me just hold on. Just let me very quickly check. From the list Ahmed said. So the code point is 06A2. Okay. Let me go and check. 06A2 is included for HOSA. HOSA is requires it. It's used in HOSA,
okay.
Kurdish, and Fulfilled Day, and because of HOSA, it is included.
Okay, okay. So, if it was not included, it should have been out of question. But since it is included, that it means that it will need further discussion.
Yes.
Okay, I also get it.
Yeah. But 06A1 is not included, and that should be crossed out as well. So let me...
06A1. Sorry, 06A1.
Yeah, that's not included, so that's an error as well.
It doesn't...
Me,
yeah, it doesn't... It's confusable. We can't distinguish this one from is it fa or ka? It depends on the number.
No. What I'm saying is that it is not included in the repertoire, so this is a mistake.
Okay.
It should have a cross. It should have a cross on it.
Okay.
I suggest that it should be there. It should be under row 7, right?
06A1 is row 7?
Row 7.
Okay, so you're confusing the fe and the ghain?
Here is no ghain, I think.
Sorry, so which...
Okay.
I'm sorry. Just a second. Row 7 is fe. 06A7. 06A7.
Yes.
Okay. Which should we add to it?
06A1.
No, A1. I said 06A1 is not included. That's a mistake. There should be a cross here.
So... you say we should include it in this list as a variant?
No. I'm saying 06A1 is excluded from the character repertoire. It is not included in the character repertoire. So
okay,
it's out of question. It is out of scope, yes, for now.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
I think we should move ahead and go to row 10, right?
Okay.
I have experimented with a small font like Calibri 12. It seems very much the same in the small font size with the previous one, with the row... code points are under row 9, 06C3, with the ta marbuta, te marbuta. I mean, the te marbuta is very much looks very same and looks very similar to hey with Hamza above.
So you're saying the Hamza and the two dots are confusing?
They are confusing, yeah.
But if you say they are confusing, that makes a lot of other characters confusing as well. Anything with two dots and Hamza
why,
is
that's
confusing.
That's why I'm reluctant. Because I was just suggesting that we should merge these two categories into one. There may be other words made up of these characters. So
right.
I don't know how to deal with it.
Right, but the thing is that even if it's a reasonably small size, we can still read the text, right? So it's not that we cannot read the text. And so then the question is that using if we can read the text.
You mean that we should not consider them in isolation?
Well, I guess even when we're reading the text, we get these letters in isolated forms, and we can still read them. So, you know, if it is that small that people can't read it, then obviously at some point everything will become confusable. We need to, I think, set the limits to where we are saying that we are looking at a font size which is reasonably comfortable and we can read that font size. And given that we can read the font size and the font style, are these things still inherently confusable? So let's assume a reasonable font size and a reasonable font style. I think we should assume that those two things are already there. And given those two things are already there, are they still confusable? Because if we start taking things to sort of limits, then eventually everything becomes confusable. You know, if you make it too small or take a very tricky font.
Actually, I think that the size will be compatible with the address bar of Internet Explorer, any browser. So
right, so that would be one way of looking at it. Yes,
because in the browser the size is normally not much bigger.
Okay. So in the browser, you think you cannot make the distinction between two dots and a hamsa?
Yeah. As far as I think.
So you want to add 06 C3 here?
I suggest that if possible, the row 9 should be merged with the row 10. The variance of row 9,
okay,
should be merged with the variance of row 10.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So under 11, row 11, I did not find any confusability.
06BB. Okay.
0679.
Okay, so those are okay, right?
Yeah, those are okay, yeah.
And you didn't find a third one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not at the moment. I will keep experimenting further.
Okay.
And similarly with I didn't find anything under row 12.
Zero 062B and 06
BD.
06 B and T, okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking for something here. Okay, so I think let me see again. Noon 062B, 062B. Okay. There is a Sindhi Tay. I'm trying to look for that. Yeah, 067D.
Yeah, the inverted three dots above.
Yep. Yep. Because sometimes these dots are not actually written like this; they're written a little diagonally. And we write, when you write them diagonally, actually, the two dots above one dot and two dots below one dot, they sort of almost look exactly the same.
Yes. I think it should be then considered a Sindhi Tay.
So it should at least be considered. You know, we can take it out later, but because we are saying the rotation of dots is a cause, may cause confusion.
So I'll also listed it.
Okay, 067D. Okay. Okay.
So can we again merge these two rows into one? I mean, row 12 and 13.
13 is 0646. Oh, so you're saying single dot and three dots are confusing?
Yes, sometimes it looks confused.
Yeah. Hmm. Because normally reading it, I would probably not find them confusing. And if we are saying that one dot and three dots are confusing, that it sort of merges a lot of other characters as well. Because there are one dot versus three dot variation in many other characters. But that only if obviously they are confusing. So you think you find them confusing? I would probably...
Especially 06BB, the noon with ta above is very confusing with the noon with three dots above.
Hmm. So you want to add that?
I would like to add that.
Okay.
Sorry, Sarmat.
Yeah.
I just found how we have the Quran in the Moroccan spelling. So it's an Arabic spelling, but it's a stylistic variation of the Arabic scripts. I would like just to send you a link just now, if you can just have a look, a quick look, and after that, if you want, we can talk about this.
Sure, discuss it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So just forwarding. So let me just Can you check your mail?
Yeah, I'm doing that right now. Let me update it. It's still not received it. It's probably coming.
Yeah. On the road.
Yes. So it is here. Oh, that's a long link.
It's long link, but it's just an image.
Okay. Which one are we looking at?
It's an image. So, did you get one image or multiple images?
No, I did get one image, but where in the image is this? Okay.
No, you can click on one of them if you want, just to have.
Okay, I have.
Can you read it in Arabic? Can you read?
Yeah.
So it's Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in red.
Yeah.
تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. Is that?
Right.
Okay, so you can see the, for example, الذي خلق الموت والحياة الغفور وهو العزيز الغفور. So just before the number two, you have number two there. Ayah number two.
Yeah, Ghafoor. Okay.
Al Ghafoor. So Al Ghafoor here, it's with a fa, with a dot below.
Okay. Yeah, I see that.
Ah, so it's used in how we can write the Quran. So I think that we call it the Kufi script or the Kufi style.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have the Uthmani style and the Kufi style, how we write the Quran.
Okay.
Two schools of writing the Quran.
Right. Okay. All right.
And
so that's a good example.
Yeah, and you can find also, for example, Al Qaf. So we here in this case we have two Qaf. We have Alladhi Khalaqa, Alladhi just after the number two. الذي خلق, so without any dots, الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا, and طباقا is with just one dot, if you can see that.
Sorry, where is this? After or before the two?
After the two, just after the two.
Okay.
I will read this ayah. الذي خلق.
Yeah.
The
khalaqa doesn't have any dots, right?
Exactly. Sab'a samawatin tibaqan. This is the first word in the fifth fifth line. Tibaqan,
yeah.
So just with one dot. And it is not a fa, it's a qa. Tibaqa.
Okay. Oh.
Nabil, sorry, can you send the same link to me?
Exactly. Yeah. Just what is your address mail?
I'll forward it. Just a second.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. That is fine.
Okay.
All right. I just forwarded it to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. So, I was talking about a potential member of row 13, that is 06BB.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Hey, sorry, I just got dropped off. So, please go ahead.
Okay, I was talking about 06BB, row 13, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It is very much confusing with 06BD.
So you want to add 06BD to this list in row 13?
Yeah.
Okay. So done that?
Yeah, done that.
Okay. And that's it? Would you want to add anything else in this row, Inam?
Sorry, fine. Which row are we discussing right now?
Number 13.
13, okay, thank you.
So, Inam, you want to add 06B as well?
BB, yeah. Noon with tau above.
Okay, so that's the one you want to add.
I want to add this one with, yeah.
In row 13.
This is quite much confusing with 06BD and 06BD.
So BB and BD, both of them should be added in row 13? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so it seems that eventually row 12 and 13 should be merged.
Okay.
Because two of the members resemble each other.
Okay. So 12 and 13 should be merged, you think? Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So is that all from your side or you have anything else?
Yeah, all from my side. I would like to comment on row 21 as well, because I think no one is there to present the homework beyond 17, row 17.
Actually, I was doing 17 through 24.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are short of time, I think.
Yeah.
So the only thing I would like to add is that row 21 should be merged with row 5.
So, sorry, can you say that again?
I suggest that row 21 should be merged with row 5.
21?
6, 7.
Because these are also included there.
Those things have two dots and row five. And row 21 has three dots. So you're saying two dots are confusing with three dots?
I don't think so.
No, I would also not agree to that. So for example, we can easily make a difference between three dots and two dots and one dot.
Yeah. Especially in some letters in Arabic language like ta and tha, so there is a great difference between the two.
So Inam, you are saying that these are confusable. Is there a reason you're saying these are confusable? Inam, are you still online?
No, yeah, I'm online, sir.
Okay. So what's the motivation behind your suggestion? Is that just because they're visually confusing in small sizes? Is that same argument or is there something else?
I say that these members are already there in row 5.
row
these
five.
Four points are already included there.
I don't have them included in row 5. So I don't have them in row 5. Which are you talking about, row 21?
Yeah, I'm talking about 21. And it's 064A, 060, and 067B. All these three are included in 5, row 5. So these should be merged simply.
I don't see them in row 5. So in row 5 I have 064A, 06CC,
yeah,
0649, 06CD,
06D,
06CE, 067B, and 06D0. None of them are in row 21.
Yeah, I'm confusing that. 064A is there in my list.
In 21?
In 21.
No, it's not.
That's
in
why
my list. Okay, no, it's not in my list. Okay. I think we're using the same list. I'm wondering where... Did you make any changes to this after emailing it?
Yeah. I made some changes. That's why. Yeah, I will check it again.
Okay.
I will check it again because in row 21 from 17 to row 28 all the variants are confusibility dot orientation confusibility.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So these are probably including the yards, some of the yards. That's why.
Yes, they are including. Yes. So.
So that.
In any case, I think we're coming on the hour. So, should we stop here and continue next week? Would that be?
Yeah.
Okay with everybody.
So next week,
yeah,
maybe it will be hard for me to join on Tuesday.
Okay.
So I will be traveling. I will be in KSA,
okay,
for an IPv6,
okay,
workshop.
Okay.
So should I update this list?
So I'm already noting down everybody's suggestions. I'll just so I guess everybody is. I can share my list if you want. I'm just noting down everybody's suggestions.
Okay.
I will then circulate what I have. So then do we meet next Tuesday or should we skip? I think we should keep going. So Nabil, if it is okay, we still meet. And I guess whoever is going to be here, we can continue the work so that at least we can keep on going. And then you can join us maybe when you're...
I will try to join if I'm available at this hour.
Sure. Otherwise, you can join us the Tuesday after that or something.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
I guess
sure.
Let's continue the work so that we can make, I guess, more progress on this. It seems like a lot of work.
Yes.
So, right. So let's, Inam, you're available Tuesday to meet still?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And then I think Nikal is also going to be there. So let's keep meeting every Tuesday. I'll request Fahad to organize a call. And we'll just do more homework and we'll get you updated on email, Nabil, and then you can join us the Tuesday.
Yeah, for sure. Inshallah. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you all. Bye.
Thank you. Bye for now. Ma'a salam.